The compagnons de devoir, companions of duty, could not have chosen a finer place to show off their know-how than the Hôtel de Mauroy. You really should visit this amazing museum, the Maison de l'Outil et de la Pensée Ouvrière, literally, the House of Tools and Working Thought, is a case in which the jewels are, oh yes, files, hammers, trowels, chisels, planes, etc. All of them with a patina they have got from men's hands. The museum is like a hymn to the manual crafts. Some people go even further and call this the Workers' Louvre. As well as the 10,000 old objects all cleverly displayed, it also houses a library containing mountains of books on both crafts and craftspeople. This astonishing collection was started by Father Paul Feller, who was one of the founders of the Maison de l'Outil, and items are still being added to it today. You can also admire and enjoy the architecture of this building steeped in history. Back in the 15th century, it had been called the Hôtel de l'Aigle. This was the last Renaissance prince's dwelling, and it became the Trinité Hospital. However, it was also used as a school for poor children, as the first factory using stocking frames to make the famous cotton bonnets which made Troyes into the capital of hosiery, and then it became a public dance hall, a barracks, and even a printworks. In spite of all the different things it has been used for, the Hôtel de Mauroy has retained all of its character. It is still certainly the finest example of a construction using the Champagne checkerboard method with overlapping brick and chalk.